Spain is currently all the rage in the world of fine dining with its trendy restaurants and internationally renowned chefs. But there is a dispute between avant-garde and traditional chefs over what really makes Spanish cooking Spanish. Jerome Sokolowski reports that dispute was evident at Madrid Fusion, a culinary conference held recently in the Spanish capital.
While the audience applauded, Japanese chef Yukio Hattori was preparing a backstage tasting for a small audience of admiring Spanish cooks.
Matsudaka beef is the most finest beef in Japan.
Perhaps one of the audience will be inspired and cook up a funky new Spanish tapa featuring Matsuzaka beef. Such fusions are the essence of a sizzling debate here. It's not just whether Spanish cuisine should be open to foreign influences, but also whether it should be deconstructed, as the avant-garde chefs say. The debate has raged since the revolutionary Barcelona chef Ferran Adrià started taking food apart and reinventing it in what he calls his laboratory. Some of his most outlandish dishes are liquid ravioli and paella made with Rice Krispies. Paco Roncero of La Terraza del Casino in Madrid is one of Ferran Adrià's chief disciples. One of his signature dishes is liquid nitrogen cooled garlic soup.
Sure, we should never let go of Spanish traditional cooking. It's part of our gastronomic culture. But I think we're in a process that Ferran started several years ago of constant evolution and searching to get the most out of the ingredients and the methods.
This culinary daredevil rides to work on a motorbike. He embodies Spain's cockiness toward other fine food nations such as France and Italy.
I think they've become a bit lethargic. They do have good cuisine, but they keep on thinking it's the best, and they haven't wanted to evolve.
Back during the dictatorship of General Franco, Spanish food was horrible, says food critic Anya von Bremsen, who writes for America's Food and Wine magazine. She says democratic freedom has gradually unleashed an incredible burst of creative energy.
I find Spanish are the kind of people that are not shocked by anything. So they easily go to these places, they have this wacky food, and they don't blink.
Out in the exhibit hall, a chef tastes a slice of jamón ibérico. It's hard to find a more classic Spanish food than the ham from free-range pigs raised on fresh-fallen acorns. Santi Santa Maria would rather people stuck to more traditional fare like jamón ibérico. Santa Maria is the chef of Confabis restaurant near Barcelona. He's a purist who says food is like music. No one who goes to see Bruce Springsteen or the Rolling Stones thinks he's going to a concert of the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. But in cuisine, people do sometimes get confused, he says. Santa Maria thinks that hybrid cuisines and other fads are just a creation for the media. He argues that the best Spanish dishes, the tortillas, the gazpachos, and the paellas, don't need reinventing, let alone deconstructing. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.